Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast. Today, we're going to talk about deployment, or not. And what do I mean by that? We're going to talk about how my husband deployed, how it affected our family, what it was like. And then Sandra's also going to cover what it was like for her as she did not deploy, even though she was in the Marines, and how that affected her as she transitioned out of the military. I'm going to go ahead and let Sandra take over from here, and she can kind of give you a little bit of the ins and outs and the story behind that.
Hey, you guys. So, as you know, I'm a Marine. I was in from 07 to 11, and while I was in the Marine Corps, I got out as a corporal. Important to note that I was only an E4, okay? So I was a corporal in the Marine Corps. First of all, I didn't think it was a big deal that I didn't deploy. Did I want to? Hell yeah, I wanted to. I think all of us wanted to, just because we're so gung-ho about deploying and making more money. So it was cool. So, like, it wasn't anything scary. I was an air winger, so it wasn't like we were in the front lines. And back then, females were not allowed in the front lines. So, again, deployment was not a big deal. It was something that we wanted to do. But I didn't feel like it was a big deal that I didn't, because first of all, I was stationed in Japan for 2 years. So I was on Fatema. And then the last 2 years, I was in Beaufort, South Carolina. Both units are non-deployable units. What that means is that if you go to the sandbox or you deploy, you're not the whole unit's going with you. So there's only special billets that get to go. So you volunteer, like I sure did, and I didn't get to go. It wasn't a big deal because I'm a fucking corporal in the Marine Corps. I don't make any fucking decisions. So it wasn't a big deal. So I was like, okay, didn't deploy. Sucks, but whatever. It's not the end of the world. Let me tell you how I felt after I got out. So after I got out, I was working at USF, great school. Actually, the Office of Veteran Services saved my life because I was having a really hard transition. But I got to go to a lot of the resource fairs and all the things where you see for other, resources for military people and transitioning vets. What I noticed, and what took me a long time to get out after I got out or come to grips with, was that when I got out, I felt like my service was less than somebody who did deploy. Like, my service was less than theirs because they deployed and I didn't. And it took me a long time to really come to grips that, like, I don't fucking care. I couldn't make any fucking decisions. Like, it's not up to me or anybody if you deployed or not. Well, to the higher ups, but like, it's not up to ourselves. You know what I mean? But just going through and looking at the tables at like USF or like the little markets or whatever that was like for OEF Marines and service members who deployed, and I'm just like, I didn't. And people are like, oh, well, this isn't for you. I know they didn't mean it in a bad way, but it just helped solidify that my service was less than theirs in my mind. And it took me a long time to realize that, like, fuck it. Like, I'm a fucking Marine. Like, that's not going to change anything. And the fact that whether I deployed or didn't deploy doesn't even matter. And now that, like, we're not in a time of war, more Marines are going to experience the fact that they don't have to deploy, that they don't have to go anywhere, because we're not in any deployment places, right? I don't know, you guys, I don't watch the news. Like,
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's always a deployment place. Like, I really, no matter what stage we're in, there's always going to be one.
Are we in a war right now? I don't think so. This sounds really stupid to say. You guys, I really don't pay attention to the news.
I'm going to need you to catch on up.
Listen, I'm trying to live my life positively without any BS from the news, okay?
The news is never positive.
Anyhow. I know that your husband deployed. How is that?
Yeah, so he deployed. And I want to say, I can understand, even though I was the dependent. I've heard that before, even from people who did deploy but didn't deploy to war zones.
Or who were non-combative MOSs, non-combat MOSs.
Yeah, like what, finance or something. Like they don't, they're not doing that kind of work. So they're not, they deploy though. They do deploy. They just, you know, they kind of have the cushy spot, especially in the Air Force.
Yeah.
But like, I have a brother who was in the Army and he was in several war zones. And, you know, I was so nervous when my husband deployed, but he handled it really well. And I know for him, it was, he knew he had to. He knew it was part of the job. But it was difficult. It was difficult knowing that, you know, he missed the kids and he missed a lot of things because he was deployed. But as far as like the service aspect, my brother likes to say that my husband went to the place that the Army goes to for vacation from their deployments.
Good old Air Force. They get all the cushy stuff.
Yeah. So even though he was deployed, my husband was in a safer area. And I'm very grateful for that as a spouse. But, you know, things still happen. It was still a deployment. They were still on a different base and they were still there to protect. So there was still chances of things happening because they're in the sandbox, as you call it. So you just never know.
Yeah. And I get that because when I was, so you guys know I was married, divorced. When I got out of the military, I went to live in North Carolina because my husband at the time, ex-husband now, was stationed in Cherry Point. He deployed. And I have to say, like, to this day, and I've been separated for 14 years now. My husband is happily married. My ex-husband is happily married. Great wife. She's amazing. And I don't know why I still, anytime I see any movie reference or anything, or and I see those two people in uniforms knocking at the door, letting someone know that their significant other died or whatever, I still get like gut punched and just anxiety just because it brings me back to that time when he was deployed and I was terrified of that. And don't get me wrong, like, we were air wingers, so it wasn't like we were seeing so much action or anything, but I still knew that there was always a possibility of something. And he never really told me about it, but he did tell me one thing, that he was so close to a naval base where they would bring in all the wounded service members. And, like, he saw some shit, and I'm like, I don't know what I would do if I saw, like, bodies all messed up or whatever. So I don't actually know, because he never really told me about it. That's not something we talked about, because out of respect, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless they want to talk about it, don't bring it up type thing. Yeah.
Exactly. But it brings me back to that time of, like, holy shit, there's things that I don't think anyone knows how it feels like unless they were a spouse or, yeah, and you're either don't get an email, and we're so lucky nowadays that we get emails and phone calls and video chats back and forth, because back in the day, like in the 80s and anytime before, when it was just like handwritten letters.
Snail mail. Oh,
I would fucking lose my mind.
I would cry every single night. I mean, I did, even though I had the access to all of the technology now.
But, like, I remember my ex did not email me for, like, 2 days, and I was losing my shit. I think I woke up in a cold panic because I was so scared that something happened. Those are real things. And being that, like, I was in the Marine Corps, I know, like, the kind of shit that can happen. So it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. And coming from being a spouse, and at when my husband deployed, we had two kids at the time. Man, there are times I will still hear a song and it makes me want to cry, because we had this really cute thing where he would choose a song one week and I would choose a song another week, and we would listen to that song every single day.
Aww.
I know.
You guys made me sick.
Vomit. But like, we also had different traditions where like, we had what we called the What Daddy Missed wall. And anything that the kids did, we would hang up on the wall. And then whenever I'd make a care package, we would take everything off the wall, stick it in the care package, and send it on out.
You were such a good wife. I was not that good of a wife.
I had to keep him somehow. Listen. 13 years married now, so.
Listen, I was pregnant while he was on deployment, so
so you were already a hormonal mess at that point.
I was already a mess.
Yep. We used to do, we would blow kisses to the moon every night, so when the moon would rise for him, then he would catch the kisses.
Oh my god, I'm literally rolling my eyes at your stupid cuteness.
So, like, you get really creative with the things that you do to, one, kind of comfort yourself, and two, comfort your kids. And I remember my second child, he was still really young. Like, he was still in a crib, I think, when he first deployed. And I would rock him to sleep, and I would sing the song, I'm Already There by Lone Star.
I cannot listen to that song to this day.
Every time I hear it, I get teary-eyed. I remember rocking him and holding him and, like, singing the song to him and then, like, putting him to bed and going into my room and, like, boohoo crying. But I found myself burying myself in other things, too. So, like, that's when I ran the Enlisted Spouse Club. That's when I was a full-time student. Which, that's when I actually did really well as a full-time student, because I had no distractions, really, other than my children.
That's funny.
But anytime, like, I didn't hear from him, or same feeling, it was, like, that gut-wrenching, like, oh my god, is he okay? What's going on? Like, did something happen? I know he was in a safer location than most, but it was very, very nerve-wracking, because he was security forces, so he was considered one of the frontline people. And even when he wasn't deployed, when he was working like the front of the base and the base would go on lockdown, it was always like, oh no. Why? What's going on? Tell me more. Is he okay? Like, yeah. It was always that nerve-wracking moment. And it's hard. And I remember, we were at the BX one day. And my son ran up to this guy and hugged his leg and said, Daddy.
It was not his dad, was it?
It was not his dad.
That was embarrassing.
As a matter of fact, it was a very high-ranking person. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. And he's like, no, it's fine. Is he deployed? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, it happens more than you probably know. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And it was like the most heart-wrenching moment of my life, because I felt so bad for him. And I also found the kids falling asleep. Like, I made them Daddy and Me books. So literally, it was photo albums of just pictures of him and the kid.
You know what? Now that you say that, I think my ex made a book where he was reading to my son, because my son was a toddler, like a toddler book. Oh,
was it the video recording? The Family Readiness Centers tend to do that.
I cannot believe I did not remember that until right now that you said that. Yeah, I remember while he was deployed, he made, I think it was a book or something, where he would read. Oh, that was the cutest little thing. I wonder what happened to it. Anyways.
We had one, and the Family Readiness Center on the base, they recorded him, video recorded them reading it. And then there's another company where they had, like, the daddy dolls, where they would actually create, like, little dolls off of a picture of the person who was deployed, and they were free. And, like, pillowcases. I still have one of the pillowcases somewhere. But.
Well, no, I think we just got the book. But so that was my experience when I was a spouse, and I don't really have experience besides the fear of missing out. What is that? FOM? Fear of missing? FOMO? FOMO, the fear that I was missing out as all my friends went deployed and I didn't get to go. because I didn't have enough time on my contract. But I didn't really care. I didn't care until after I got out, until after I moved to Tampa and started going to school. And that's when, like, I was really exposed to so many other Marines and so many other service members in different branches. And I saw how many people deployed. And I just felt like I didn't deploy. Now I understand that it doesn't matter. And if anyone is hearing me and at some point at life felt like maybe like I did, or maybe didn't know what they were feeling, but they were just like, fuck you, Pogue, or some stupid, like, who cares if you deployed? Dude, it really doesn't matter. Like, it took me a long time to be like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I fucking served. I'm still a fucking Marine. No one's going to take that away from me. I was a shit hot Marine. Hell yeah. All right. I'm done with my little spiel.
You crack me up. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it's like to deploy, obviously. I mean, sometimes, geez, I was like, please send me away. Anywhere. Can I go TDY? Can someone send me TDY? Please. You know, it's just, there are so many aspects of the military life that were like really great, but deployment was not that. And don't even get me started on that whole, once the boots leave the ground, what can go wrong will go wrong. Because the day that he left, our AC went out in the middle of the summer.
I would like to say I did not experience any of that because I had a really great friend that took care of me while he was gone.
Yep. It was a series of unfortunate events while he was gone. I even had to buy a car with a power of attorney under his name while he was deployed. Because our car broke down and I didn't have an income because I was a stay-at-home mom. That was fun. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time.
Yeah. I bought him a car as a surprise when he got back. I can't really remember.
It was fun. I mean, I went to so many dealerships and I found out so much about power of attorneys, let me tell you. The ins, the outs, how they don't work, what you need for what, how many you need. It was crazy. I wouldn't go back to deployments. My husband, even after the military, has gone on business trips, and I'm always like, I want to go on a business trip. Actually, I just want a break. But, you know, it is what it is. And I don't think I could have dealt with a deployment as a person.
I probably could have, because, again, I would have been embracing the suck like everybody else's. But then again, I was in the Marine Corps, so I expected to. But yeah.
Yeah. It's a little different for the Air Force, for sure.
Oh, a little more, like a lot.
Yeah, living, I think they have air conditioned.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys, hope you guys enjoyed our little
deployment podcast.
Yeah, our little deployment podcast.
And if you guys are up for deployment, if your spouse is up for deployment and you just need maybe some tips, some things that we've used and done, reach out. We're more than happy to kind of share our experiences and what we did. I have all kinds of tips and tricks up my sleeve that I use while my husband was deployed to help my children and to really help him and how I created the care packages and all of that.
So. On the other hand, I will give you good references for TV shows to binge. That is my contribution.
Well, I mean, it was a little different for you. So it happens.
Yeah.
It definitely happens. So go ahead, reach out to us. You can find us on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And you can also email us. Everything will be in our show notes. I want to thank you so much for listening to the Mama Squad podcast. And I hope you have a wonderful week.
Peace out.